Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Orange Juice, news and notes from around the world of insoles. I'm your co-host, Owen, and back with us, we have world traveler, CEO, Orange Extraordinaire, Marsha Kinoy. How are you, Marsha?
I'm good. Can you guess what my favorite color is?
Is it orange?
No.
What?
It's blue.
Well, orange is my favorite color.
No, my favorite color today is maroon because my Hoosiers in Indiana football history are ranked number 2 in the country. First time ever. And as most may know or not know, my husband, a.k.a. Owen's dad, played football at Indiana. So this household is fired up. And we just signed the coach for 8 more years. So I'm feeling better because I got win. Penn State was trying to get him and I was not happy. So today my favorite color, it should be orange, but it's kind of swaying to the maroon side. Just for the moment.
That's fair. We'll give you that. Yeah, Tom was tight end, outside linebacker for Indiana back in the late 80s, early 90s. Sorry to put a date on it, but I have to.
Early 90s. So
we're talking about smash mouth Big Ten football, which kind of loosely correlates to today's topic of just simplifying movement and doing more with less. And I guess what I mean by that is, you know, back in the 80s and the 90s, they didn't have all of these smartwatches or trackers or equipment or whatever it is. They didn't have, you know, the high-tech workout equipment. A lot of it was just free weights or whatever else, like general, I guess, dynamic motion and cardio.
Well, do you want to ask me? So, I worked out in those
days. Yeah, Marsha, you were there working out. I was just a little toddler in the
90s. I like you think that. You weren't even born in those days. You weren't even in it. I will say back in, so Tom and I were in college 87 to 91. And back then when you think about working out, in the big drama is when you're in football like he was and you go to the weight room. Machine after machine. I mean, it's just fully loaded. For me, I was more of a jazzercise girl, like, that whole like what's his name, Simpson, his energy, like aerobics was super coming in to high music, high beat, hop hop hop, which is starting to come back, by the way. Yeah, that was like where we got kicked off in our workout world. And then for some people, that whole weight room scene, I'd say about 20 years ago, became a big deal to bring into your home, which is now we have all, you know, people in that era still have all that equipment left over, whether it was the bikes, the treadmills, the weightlifting machines, all of that type of thing. So I think today we kind of wanted to talk about how do we declutter some of that and what's a way to get the most and spend the less, really less amount of money and get some type of routine so you don't have all that clutter and stress and mental health kind of banging at you with all that kind of stuff in your house. And some people it does work for, which is true. But so I think we're going to kind of get into the workout world. But
yeah, well said. It's not about necessarily just decluttering to declutter. While yes, that is useful and it does give you more space and that can be impactful in its own right. But by decluttering or, you know, simplifying how you're viewing your fitness, maybe you can then ultimately do more on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis and feel more comfortable hopping into those activities and moving your body and whatnot. So that's kind of the general focus of, again, really making sure that you have a simple, actionable item that you can tackle to improve your fitness and movement wherever you may be on your journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say too, when you talk about your fitness journey, I mean, just at a very high level, I mean, it could be following an app, it could be going to a class, it could be trying to work in your routine, whether it's yoga, stretching in the morning or, you know, whatever it is. I think we're going to kind of walk through what routines we've done, what's worked for us. And I am obviously older than you. Even in my journey, I've caught on to things at times where one method worked and one method would not work for me today. So it is interesting as you get older and your lifestyle changes and your household, whether you have kids or they're grown now, all that can influence how you can run your day-to-day routine that you want to do and have success.
100%. And maybe what I'll do is start by just like painting a picture of how more isn't always more for everybody. So as I've shared in the past, I am a dad of two. Got my toddler, 2-year-old, and then my son, who's a 9-month-old. My wife also works full-time as a nurse. Again, just quick rundown for everyone. So we don't send the kids to daycare, which we're blessed to be able to take care of them ourselves. But with that said, it leaves very little time at the end of the day to really focus on yourself, whether that's just you know, literally using the restroom or taking a shower or cleaning up or whatever it may be. But then let's put that in terms of fitness. So you could have like your different apps that you're working on, and you got to hit your steps goal, and then you want to get in your target heart rate zone for X amount of minutes, and then you want to log, you know, how many miles you went today, or you know, you've been working towards a max weight on a new exercise, and today's the day that you wanted to test that out and log it and record your progress or whatever it may be. But the reality is you have all these other things going on, and you only have maybe 30 minutes to get what you need to do, get done what you need to do, and then you're gonna have to move on to the next task. So it would be super easy to spend for me to try to hit all these lofty goals, and that's not to say it can't be done. Some people are more organized than I am and really have it dialed in. But again, for this conversation, it's about simplifying things. So what if I tossed all that out the window and was just like, hey, all right, I know that today I need to move my body for 30 minutes. I might spend 30 minutes just trying to figure out how to do all of that stuff I was mentioning earlier. But instead, I can just go do something really simple, whether that's hop on the Peloton or go for a quick jog in the neighborhood, or even just like walking the dogs or doing some yard work or picking up the dumbbells and doing a quick weight routine, whatever it may be. Maybe you have like a list of things, but just simplifying in knowing when those windows really are that you're going to be most excited to work out, readily available to work out, will really go a long way.
Well, I would say too is one thing I find is if I try to do too many different things, like if I try to do yoga and I try to do a weightlifting class and I try to do, I go to Pure Bar, which is a bar class. It's all strengthening with rubber bands and balls and that type of thing. If I'm trying to do too many things, I don't do anything well, and then I get really frustrated. So when you're in a class, I'm very competitive. So you also have to know your nature. So I'm a very competitive person. And when I'm in these classes, if I'm not performing like others, I don't want to be there. And so that's one of the things too. I've simplified it and just stuck to only doing two things during a time. And the weather to me changes what I do. So in the summertime or when I can get outside and it's not snowy and that type of thing, I'll try to do steps and Pure Bar. But once it hits like cold weather, I will do Pure Bar and then I will add on a Pilates class. And that would be my second thing to do in the week. But I try not to do, I'm the type who can't do more than two type of workout things at a time or in a season, or I just don't get good at anything. So there might be a time where I'm doing a step challenge or a running thing, I'd be training for a 5K. So that with strengthening would be what I would do. So it, for me, it's the season and not doing more than two things and getting good at two things. So I don't know how you feel about that. Oh, and some people can just do so many things like your sister. I mean, she can do, she goes to the gym, then she does yoga, she does weightlifting, she does, she teaches an aerial class. She can every day does a different thing, and I just would feel like I'm never good at anything. But I don't know how you operate, but that's me. It's got to be simple, just two things.
Yeah, and it's going to just depend on the person, but a broader way to put it is just peel everything back and get to that baseline or foundation of doing something really, really well. And then once you can do that really well, hey, what else can we now build into my fitness and movement routine that I can do as well? Maybe I can, instead of just, you know, jogging a couple miles every day, I can do some weights afterwards. Or maybe I jog a mile and then do some weights. Or maybe I alternate what I'm doing on those days. Or maybe you're training for a triathlon and you've been doing a lot of swimming, obviously bicycling or cycling and running, but you're like, hey, I want to get more in the weight room. And someone might tell me, hey, you got to be in the weight room first before you do all those other things or however the order is. But it's like, hey, maybe if you just focus on one or two first and then build in the next one and then build in the next one, it's going to be a lot easier to ultimately achieve those goals. So again, not trying to do too much and just meet yourself where you're at and be able to have those goals that you accomplish and can celebrate for yourself.
So we get to, like, how do we declutter? We were talking, that's kind of one of our highlights of this whole call. Like, you know, I used to do like a bike, stationary bike. I used to run on the treadmill in the wintertime, and then I would do, my two things were the treadmill, and then I would do my bar class because it was snowy outside and I'd be training for a half marathon. So one thing is to be mindful of, if that's fallen out of your routine and I had to stop running because of a knee injury, then what do you do with that equipment? Well, I got lucky because Owen's wife was starting to run and was training for something. And so I was like, hey, do you want to take my very expensive treadmill? That I didn't want to just get the Goodwill because it was a pretty penny. And so I bring that up because be mindful of the next person. Could that help them out? Because they're at this stage of what their workout routine is. And so she took it and she, you know, uses it. We also had a stationary bike, which someone was having knee surgery and needed it to recover. We're like, oh, take our bike. So there's rotation things too that you can do with the equipment to kind of start decluttering if it's not working in your routine anymore and you've switched ways to go. That, or I mean, you could always drop it off at Goodwill, but just be mindful of who else is, where are they in their routine? Maybe a family member or someone at your work that you could help them out, because equipment is not cheap, but then you can get it out and feel mindful and feel good that you actually gave it to someone else that's going to be part of their routine. So I bring that up because that's one thing when it comes to decluttering. Owen, I'm just curious how many water bottles you have in your house.
Yeah, cups and water bottles are a hot topic around my home right now, especially with my two-year-old. She loves very certain cups and water bottles that may be dirty or missing for whatever reason. We have so many. So that's another thing as well where it's like, hey, just have one go-to water bottle. So then, whether that's your cupboard, you can keep more organized, and maybe now you have like your hydration stuff in there and whatever else, like maybe you have some protein powder that you keep and it's just freeing up more space in the cupboard. Or again, just simplifying, like getting into the routine. Cause if you're like, okay, which cup do I want to grab or whatever, where's this, where's that? It just takes time out of your day. The same thing can be said for like shoes, for example. I mean, I know everyone loves variety and some variety is good, but just have like your shoes ready to go and set aside in a certain spot that you can just grab them and go. Those things kind of go a long way too.
And then you can also, with shoes, obviously 500 miles to 800 miles, you're going to want new shoes after you put that on it, just like orange insoles. There's just so much you can wear a shoe before you're not getting the performance you need. Just be mindful. You can recycle them too at a running store, local running stores. Most of them recycle shoes and bring them in. Or if they still have a little wear and tear and you just want to do an upgraded version of it, you know, you've got Goodwill. So I know I can find myself with a lot of shoe collection and that can be very overwhelming. I prefer just to have one or two pairs of shoes that I grab depending on what I'm doing that week. It keeps it simpler, declutter, less stress when you're getting ready. Because usually for me running out to a workout class, I'm cutting it to the minute and I want to be able to grab my stuff fast out the door. But also the other area that can get backed up is like the trends of workout stuff, right? So you could find yourself during Prime days, I ordered in these like half bubble things. I don't know, I'm not saying it right, but it's a rubber ball, but it's just half,
like a half
one.
Exercise ball.
Yeah, that you sit on the ground. So I ordered it for two different offices, and I ordered in this platform that you do sit-ups on. And then I ordered some new weights, like hand weights that you can add weights on or take off depending on the weight of what you're doing. The weights I've used, both half bubble balls, never touched. The stand, both places have a weight or a stand that you do crunches on, still in the box. So I would say if you don't get it out of that box right away, you're in trouble. So have a routine, have an app fired up, ready to go. I did have an app. I lost where I put the app where I saw it. So here sits these things, but I loved what I could do with it. So I bring that up and I'm just being honest. I screwed up, and don't tell your dad because he'll be like wasted money. But I'm like, I got a good deal on them, but you know, but then there's like rubber bands that I, or a ball, a blow up ball like this that I put between my legs and squeeze. These couple things I grab all the time because I do them in my workout class. So my instructor has me doing them all the time. So I know at home how to use them right away. But I bring that up because we can all jump on that bandwagon coming up during the holiday, Black Friday. Get it while it's on sale, the hot trend, the hot. But just be aware, if it's not going to work in your routine, you got to work it in your routine immediately. I don't know how you feel about that, Owen, but I think I messed up.
Well, I think you had the right intentions, right? You wanted to make sure that you were prepared. And if you did want to do a certain workout or do this or do that, that you were able to. But again, it's just thinking about like the logistics of it and meeting yourself where you're at, because again, more isn't always more. More isn't always better. Maybe if you did just have the resistance bands at each location, you'd find yourself dialing into those and finding different workouts or muscle groups to work and whatever it may be. But no, I think, yeah, I mean, it's hard to criticize someone for having their health and wellness at the front of their mind and just wanting to give yeah. themselves more tools.
Well, I'm one, I realize now I have to go to the gym. Like I need someone.
That's what I was just going to say is, yeah, that's why there are resources that have all, there are things you can yeah. do that have all sorts of resources outside of this that aren't in your home. Right.
That's right. And my gym is like literally 2 miles. I get in my car 5 minutes before the class starts and I'm back right after. So 1 hour it takes me, and that's it. So, and the trainer pushes me, so it's good. But anyway, I just bring that up because we can lose a lot of money on what's the gimmicky thing, what's going on. I think your least opportunity to lose money is probably an app that you can follow on your TV, because if you get sick of it, you just cancel the subscription, right? Mm-hmm. That's an easy one to maybe dip your toe into for a month and try it for 30 days. And if it's not working, that's an easy thing to get rid of.
Yeah. But even then, like you can still find free resources on YouTube, especially, or whatever it may be. So you might be able to just skip that. And for someone who maybe doesn't have a routine yet, or is like, hey, where do I start? Really focusing on a few different areas. I know we're talking about simplifying, but trust me, this is achievable. We'll go a long way. So moving your body or doing some sort of cardio is obviously imperative, just to get your heart rate up, strengthen your heart, make sure that you're using it appropriately. Your heart is a muscle, so if you aren't conditioning it, it's not going to be strong. So some sort of movement. And you can tell yourself what that is, whether that's just going for a walk, whether that's biking, whether that's running, whether that's whatever it is, right? So ask yourself, hey, how am I going to move my body? And then also you can do, the next thing would be doing some sort of mobility work. So if you aren't working on your joints, ultimately they're not going to be ready to go for these physical activities that we're talking about. So doing some mobility work or training, strengthening, that sort of thing really goes a long way. That could be things as simple as like doing neck rolls, and then rolling out your arms and wrists, getting ready for some upper body workouts and whatnot. Do some feet strengthening exercises, which we've talked about in the past. Rolling up a towel with your toes, or picking up marbles and putting them in a jar, or even just doing the ankle alphabets, or something as simple as like some leg raises. Just getting your body moving and your joints loosened. And essentially stretched out. You know, if you never stretch out your joints or work your joints or whatever, stretch your muscles and work your joints, then again, they're going to be very tight when you go to do these activities. And then finally, like some strength training, super simple to work in as well. All you really need is like some free weights, some dumbbells, or even some resistance bands. And then you can find some routines that are upper lower body and some core or whatever it is that take as little as 15 to 20 minutes. So you can just block that off in your schedule and kind of go from there. So just to kind of summarize.
Let me cut in there really quick. I just want to add right there, because the new trend right now, and I'm sure everybody sees it on TikTok or any doctor that's talking, is all this strength, like building your muscle up. And, you know, I take a class 3 days a week, and all we use is, I use 2 15-pound weights and 2 8-pound weights. And for 50 minutes, we do things that cover my arms, my back, my abs, my legs, my, you know, all parts of my legs. And it's just amazing what you can do with these 4 individual weights. And so I bring that up because that is the big trend right now, is building your muscle. And if you have a very tight space that, it, you know, you live in a small apartment or whatever, just these weights are amazing. And some of them you can add them on. So it could just actually be 2 individual weights that you could make 8 pounds, and you add 2, 2, 3, 3, whatever, and then you can make them 15. So you might just need 2 things. And these videos you can watch now, you could easily have a great workout routine within 50 minutes. But I just bring it up because it just seems to be the new trend right now. But I love the trend because it's so good for your body, and it's a simple thing to have. The weights are what, like 20, 30 bucks? You get them on Prime Time or whatever, and it you're ready to go. So, yeah, so that was a good one, Owen, about especially on strengthening.
Yeah, so strengthening, mobility work, moving your body, or some sort of cardio to exercise your heart, and just doing a little bit of that each week and kind of checking off the box and then building on that success. And maybe you walk more or run more or do more mobility work, or maybe now you get a gym membership where you have access just to a broader variety of classes and machines and that sort of thing. But you can't get there. Well, I guess you could, but an easier way to get there is just to start simple with these small things that you can do and build on those wins.
Good.
Marcia, do you have any wins that you want to share kind of with this ideology and that you've used?
Well, I think I want to go back and give an example that wasn't a win for me. So there was a time where, like, my friends are on to pickleball. So Tuesday morning, they want to play pickleball. And then other ones were into bike riding. They want to go long distance of bike riding. And then the other morning was like golf. And then I was trying to do my weight training and then my Pilates. I bring it up because I just wasn't doing anything good and I wasn't happy. And my friends were into pickleball 3-4 days a week. I, because of my job and working, I could only come 1 time a week. And it just, I just was like, I'll meet you at the bar after. Like, I don't know. I bring that up because you do want to feel good about you. If you're like me, I am competitive and I want to feel good about what I'm doing. So I want to be good at just a couple things and get it into my routine before I add something. And all of a sudden the weather breaks around here, and then everyone's like, do you want to play pickleball? Do you want to golf? Do you want to, you know, ride bikes? It's like, ha. So I say just that would be the situation I was not winning. And then where I became to win is I just decided that I would do 2 things. And I love golf, so I picked up the golf part of it and met them for golf. And then I would just stick with my pure bar routine. You know, 5 days a week I run up and take a quick class and do it that way. And I would say that's a win because I feel strong and I'm doing some 2 things that I really enjoy. I'm doing them well. Don't ask my score in my golf game, but in my mind, I'm doing it well.
Well, you're consistent, right? You're able to make it out there more and work on things that you want to
work on.
Yeah,
but winter will hit and I won't get to golf, right? And then in the spring, I'll have to pick it up again. So in the winter, I just do Pilates instead. Like, I pick up something else that I'll go with friends to class. So, but how about you, Owen? Give me your win.
So for me, it's more about like embracing the like movement of everyday life. So it's like you can use like mowing the lawn as an example. And it's kind of one of my favorite ones to use, where it's like, okay, it's a chore you have to do, so your neighbors don't like think you're crazy and your HOA doesn't fine you and that sort of thing, right? Like you just have to mow your lawn. So you can look at it as some chore that you have to go out and do and whatnot. Or you can look at it as a good way to move your body. And it's like, hey, my grass is pretty long today. Maybe I go through and mow it nice and slow, and then I'm actually going to mow it twice too, to be out there for a little bit longer. and just keep moving. And I have kind of a hilly terrain and whatnot. So something like that, like lean into it and enjoy that time of moving your body and making it something you look forward to. But you know, so I do that. And then also, I commit to riding our Peloton or the bike. And I know that if I do that and mow the front yard and then mow the backyard, because they're both separate, they're both pretty sizable. We're lucky, we kind of live in a farm town, so we signed up for a little more yard. But doing that and then walking the dogs every day and taking the kids to the park and whatnot, I'm like, okay, yeah, I am moving my body a decent amount just in my everyday life. Now, how do I just build on that and work in a few more things? I think is kind of the biggest question and something that I've been kind of on and off with. As far as like a specific routine or regimen, but it's okay to, I guess, celebrate those times you are moving your body and look forward to doing, I guess, these everyday tasks or whatever it may be, even spending time with my family, like, hey, let's go for a walk on the beach. That happens to be really healthy for everyone too, to go on a nice long walk down the beach. You get some vitamin D, you're working your feet muscles a little bit harder because you're in the sand, you're getting your step goal. So it's just, how are we looking at everyday life and movement and incorporating it more into what you do. I know we talked about in the past, like it's okay to not get the front parking spot, like park in the back of the parking lot and, you know, just take your time. I have a 2-year-old, of course, I hold her hand in the parking lot, but we could take 20 minutes walking from the back of a parking lot to the front. So again, just enjoy those moments of just moving and don't necessarily lose sight of that and rush to do other things.
And I would say just acknowledge, are you someone who has to be with an instructor or you won't do the workout? Like, I don't do well on my own at home, but a lot of people are very motivated at home and that's awesome. So that's where we were talking about the decluttering of your equipment and how you can, you know, stay with routines. And if you're done with that equipment, you know, how to get it out of your house. It's part of it is just working out smart for your lifestyle, and seasons change. Your children will get older, you'll be empty nesters, that's where I'm at, and it just, all that comes into what your routine can be. So don't work harder getting everything in and stressing about it. Work smarter and go with your instinct. Is it making you happy or not? Are you enjoying it or not? If you're not enjoying it, find something else.
Well said. Everyone is different, especially on their fitness journey and what works for them and what they enjoy and get the most out of. So hopefully we're at least giving you some ideas on where to get started, or maybe you're, you know, well into things. You're like, hey, this is exactly what I needed to hear just to peel back and really simplify it and take that next step to hit my next goal or whatever it may be. So again, hope we gave you some good tips. One takeaway, if you're like, hey, where do I start? Just identify one piece of equipment or thing or whatever it may be that you're not using and see if you can find a friend, family member, or whatever who might legitimately enjoy it. Or maybe even you can check out like a local Facebook group or whatever it is and be like, hey, I have this.
Make some money.
Would anyone like it? Yeah, maybe you can get some money.
Sell
off
it.
Of
Let's
it too.
Make some money.
So yeah, that's what we have for you on decluttering. We're kind of entering that end of year. We talked about the great lock-in, so that goes with this, and simplifying your goals, simplifying your movement. And we have a lot of fun stuff coming up for our next few podcasts. So I'm excited and hope you guys stay tuned. Should we give them a tease of what's next, Marsha, or should we just let them wait?
I think you should tease them, because for me, I'd want to know, click on. We have some really good guests Owen has arranged to come on the show, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I was going to tell him anyways because I'm really excited about it. so I was hoping you'd say that.
Okay.
Our next episode should be our sponsor, banner athlete, Amelia Moore. We talked about her several times on this podcast, and she just won her latest fight. But she's going to join us. She has an awesome story. Right now, she's undefeated in her professional boxing career and is looking to build on that. So we're going to talk to her about her story, which is an awesome one, by the way. She's super diverse, very talented. But then also, we're going to talk about boxing, and really it's trending up right now worldwide. And that's it. We talk about classes and finding your passion. That could be something for you as well. Maybe you never thought of that, but boxing is a great way to move your body. And I'm not going to go into too much detail because Amelia is going to cover it way better than I can for you. So.
Well, the only thing I'll say about Amelia is when I first met her on a Zoom call, we were starting to work with her with Orange. She challenged me to get in a boxing ring because I'm like, I've never been in a boxing ring. What would that be like? And I went and found a facility in Florida and went into the ring. And it, well, first of all, I was in slow motion. It was hilarious. But anyway, I bring it up because it was quite a workout, but it was awesome to do something you never thought you could do. And when I go back down to Florida at that office, I go there just once a week because it's all I can really handle. But anyway, I appreciate her challenge to think out of the box. And it is a hell of a workout in the boxing setting for sure.
So stay tuned. Thank you for listening. If your feet, knees, hips, back are aching a little more than you think they should, maybe you should try some Orange insoles. But we'll catch you on next week's podcast. And hope you guys have a wonderful week.